Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of our God recorded by the prophet Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 18 to 20. I, because of their actions and their imaginations, am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations and to the islands that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory among the nations, and they will bring all your brothers from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord, on horses, in chariots and wagons, and on mules and camels, says the Lord. Imagine if you were to go back in time to the year 1900 and you were asked to describe the future. It would be a challenge to describe advancements that would seem inconceivable to the people of that day. How far do you think you would get explaining a microwave oven or a cell phone? Would they be able to wrap their minds around air travel and a trip from London to New York that would take under 7 hours? Imagine the looks on their faces when you explained a man landing on the moon. This is the type of challenge Isaiah faced as he was sharing God's plan for the future. It was almost impossible for the people to grasp what God had in store for them. The people of Isaiah's time were about to go through one of the darkest times in their nation's history. The prophet Isaiah warned the people that God was about to send them into captivity as a result of their repeated rebellious and sinful behavior. Their future seemed bleak at best. As Isaiah closed his book of warnings and judgment, he offered hope. He pointed to a bright future that didn't seem possible. God would disperse his people to the different nations of the world, just as he warned, but this act of judgment would bring about an unexpected positive result. As God's people went out into the world, he would use them to share his glory with all people. Isaiah paints a picture of the return of the people that would be spectacular. The people left in disgrace, in chains, but they would return in triumph with wagons and chariots and animals and wealth. God would bless his people beyond their wildest expectations. God also has blessing for you beyond what you can imagine. Even today, it is a challenge to describe God's glory. How can we as mortal people comprehend an enduring future that lasts for an eternity? Even now I struggle to put into words God's great love for you. The best I can do is to point you to the cross of Jesus. It is there that God showed his ultimate love by securing your future with him. Looking into the future and completely understanding what God has in store for us is impossible. But as we take time to meditate on his word, he grows our faith and understanding of what he has done for us. One thing we can know for sure is that our future with God is bright. May this give you hope as you face the difficulties of each new day with confidence. Dear Lord, show me your glory. Help me continue to grow in understanding of your love for me and your will for my life. Thank you for letting me look to the future with confidence. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.